It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And of course, she definitely has the look.
Hi!
She definitely has the look. Monica's in the studio. It's Fashionista Friday time.
Can you believe it? It's Paul Ramo.
I'm back.
He's back. But Maynard did a dang good job.
Yes, he did. I don't think we've seen each other all summer, Monica.
I don't think so.
Maynard filled in well.
He did a really good job, and I'm so hungry from all those. Oh, I was ready to drive to the fair last night.
Oh, fair food.
I said to my hubby, we should go to the fair. He goes, it's 9 o'clock. I said, but there's still pie, and I'm sure hot corn dogs. And
over at the Swift County Fair in Appleton, we'll be over there all day today. So
wonderful.
Yep, and Lac Apparel Fair is coming up in a couple weeks.
Yes, I can try to sneak to the Appleton Fair after work tonight or something.
Pie contest this afternoon. I'm a judge.
Oh, you're so lucky. I think one year you asked me and I couldn't because I'm working. Yeah. The story of my life, but it's all good.
That's right. All right.
It's all good.
So have you had a busy summer at Monica's?
Yeah, I can't complain. Thank you, Lord. I cannot complain. Now it's a different look in front of Monica's because they're redoing the streets.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good. It's all good.
It's all good in the long run.
I just feel like it's looking better already.
Yep.
You know, lost 3 trees. It's all good. It works how it works.
Is the street tore up in front of your place?
Yeah, but yet people have been going back and forth down the street. So, you know, they have it smoothed over. And I think they really try hard to keep it open as much as they can.
Okay. Yep.
So you could drive right up to my house if you want to. Or you could park at the end of the block. But I was a little nervous about that. But like my hubby said, that's out of my control.
Yep.
So
you're still open.
I'm still open. Yep, and I've got lots of freight.
All right. And what are we talking about this morning?
Well,
first of all, let's go with what Monica's wearing. This is fascinating.
Okay. I had to, you know, in Minnesota, you dress in layers, darling. So I put a jean jacket on. I didn't really know what the weather is because I have my vehicle parked at the church. So I walked about a block this morning so I could load up my car. So I worked a few extra things, you know, but, Monica, we're talking about the outfit. So first I have a washed denim jacket, okay, which I'm so into denim, but it's a good time to take it off because I was still feeling a little warm. So Monica has tank top that's fitted in the bodice and it's got stones and then it's got a sheer like handkerchief bottom zigzag. And then I think, since I've been in my pull on,
don't hurt yourself.
No, I'll be okay. It's all good to stretch. Then see, I got the mustard colored pants. Oh, you gotta see. I can't keep my leg up that much.
Gotta look. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. We can lift it up, but I don't know for 5 minutes. So I feel comfortable and I can get all my freight caught up maybe today. I got to be comfy, but I kind of dressed up for today.
Yeah, you did. You look nice, as always.
I'm comfy.
Yep. What's the saying? Comfy.
I don't want to say cute.
Okay.
I want to say comfy, cozy, and
cute.
Well,
say cute.
Cute. Oof, that's a big word for cozy, comfy. Classy?
Maybe?
Classy, there you go. Woo-hoo! We got another word. So here's the scoop. I have Paul Ramo gonna unwrap these pants.
Oh, I haven't done freight all summer.
Oh, and I missed you for doing freight.
Jeans.
These are jeans that the teachers can wear on Fridays or the paraprofessionals or the ladies at the bank. They've been telling me they can't have holes in them. They can have a little distress on the bottom at the ankle, but they can have holes in the actual jeans. So I'm hoping that's a pair that doesn't have holes in them.
There we go. Nice. Look at that.
And then the little...
kind of a washed.
Yeah.
In the front.
And then this, a little ankle detail is so cute.
On the bottom there?
Yeah, on the bottom.
Okay.
Yep, it's a clean, cute jean, and trust me, they're stretchy. Oh. They've got to be Monica approved.
Okay, what's Monica approved? Stretchy?
Look at the stretchy waistband.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Do that again. That was cool.
Yeah, I've been working out all summer long. This one customer goes, "You're actually strong, Monica." I said, "Yes, I got to do a lot of stuff. Lift freight." Oh, we'll leave that for later.
Okay.
Oh, then I want to talk to you about what I've gotten in. Because time flies when we're having fun, darling.
So are we talking like fall fashion already?
Yeah, and okay. Back to school and just, you know. Monica has a whole room full of vacation wear. We're always good on that.
Yep.
Trust me, I keep hoarding that stuff. But the fall coats, everybody's been waiting for these. This is Monica's fall black coat. With a knit, it's not a knit sleeve. I can't explain the way the sleeve is, but it's Monica approved because when I tried it on, because if you notice in the front, I know I got to stay by the mic.
It's all black.
It's all black, okay. But these little narrow things in the front, flattering, make you look smaller.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And it's lightweight and it's packable for a trip. But I got this one because it is got the right length. Some
got
are too long.
Got the what?
Right length.
Oh,
some
right
are
length.
Too long for these petite women. Some are too short for really tall women. So I feel like this jacket hits everybody at a good spot.
There you go. I like the button. What's underneath the jacket?
Oh,
you got
yeah.
There?
I put my little famous little black
those
top underneath.
Large button look.
Yeah. So this top has been huge. Customers have seen this in my store before. And I will be getting in other colors also, like the cranberries and a crimson red, I think.
Okay.
But for right now, I have like black and like a copper color kind
okay.
of fallish. But this is a must for every woman to have. I cannot promise I have all sizes, but I think I have large through double X right now.
Okay.
And this should be bought sooner than later.
Okay. Cute. That goes for any age.
Any age.
Any age.
Any age.
That's a good question. Can any age wear anything?
Yeah,
you know
the
I mean?
Only thing, the real fashion thing that they say is a miniskirt. But tell me that Tina Turner doesn't rock that miniskirt. She, you know, I think if you can rock a miniskirt, go for it.
There you go.
I mean, we should be happy we're even alive. So there you have it.
All right.
I won't be rocking the miniskirt.
I was
going
to just ask her, you'll be wearing a miniskirt.
You know, I won't be rocking the miniskirt.
I don't think my wife will either, so.
But then I have this pink blush vest that just came in. Waited for it only 6 months.
Yep.
Only 6 months.
Yep.
And it really pairs well with this gray thermal. There's a thing for women that they like pink and gray.
Oh.
It's just
that's
pops.
A good color combination,
yes,
actually.
I love it.
Pink and gray.
Yes. It's cute. And I just love it. And as you zip it down, you can see the little buttons.
Oh, yeah. So what is that vest actually called? Is there a certain name for them? It's like a puffy, little puffy.
It's a lightweight, packable vest,
okay.
And it is not puffy.
Oh, it's not puffy. Okay.
I'm going to straighten you out. You know why? Because women do not like wearing puffy stuff,
okay.
Paul.
Sorry.
So if you say puffy, they will not wear it.
All right. We'll bring Maynard back in here.
No.
He wouldn't call it puffy.
He'd probably say it puffy.
Okay.
That's normally what they do call it, though. I have to give you credit. That's normally what they
but
call it.
But I can
this.
See why women say that's not puffy. They don't
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
And then it's got up and down lines on the side. It's just very cute on. This is the vest I've had in before, but I've gotten new colors, and people have been asking me, when are you going to get more? And I couldn't tell them.
Okay.
And then they popped in, and I thought, OMG, this is good.
Where are we going next?
Well, I was just going to say, okay. A few more colors that I have in the store right now is black, white one left, maybe a copper one left, and then I have more black came in.
Okay.
And I think today, as I can't even talk, I think today I'm getting French blue in.
French blue.
And periwinkle gray.
Periwinkle gray.
Okay.
I have no idea what colors that would be.
Well, I'll bring them the next show if they're still in there.
Okay.
But I kind of try to matchy-matchy up with some sweatshirts that I have in because I think that's kind of a cool look too. But main thing right now is layering is the way to go. Next on the agenda is, drum roll, I don't know where those other two jackets went. Maybe they still are in my house, but when you have to walk a block to a car, I had some more jackets.
Oh yeah, you had your car parked in the parking lot there, huh?
Yeah,
into the street.
But okay. So there might be some more shackets at home. But anyway, this one I put on Facebook yesterday, or Facebook. I call it Facebook because it's all of these recipes. And I guess after a while, you read all these recipes and watch Paul Ramo where he's all been. I'm hungry. I want to eat some of that stuff.
Facebook. We should start a Facebook page.
That's there you go.
What do you got there?
So I Monicanized this.
Blue?
It's this periwinkle kind of French blue. Oh,
it's kind of a hoodie with a shacket on it, huh?
Yeah, it was kind of raining when I was loading up. Okay, yes. So here's what Monica loves about this. The color combo. I love that caramely camel tan. There's a prettier name for it. Well, you could call it nutmeg, but I thought nutmeg is a different color than that. But I would call it more of a camel color, and then this French blue, and then I Monicanized it and put this little lacy hoodie underneath. And guess what?
What?
You may have these kind of tops at home. So I always try to, I love it when somebody says, you know, I have a top that would go perfect with that jacket. I love when they are thinking that.
Okay. Picture. So, there we go. All right.
So this is a cutie. And then I have it in red. And then I also have it in black, white. Or white, black. And this is cute. And I have to tell you, it's got the Sherpa lining. So it's got the cute, comfy,
how many layers
cozy.
You got on that thing?
Oh,
on that hanger.
There's a little camisole. Trust me, I wouldn't be wearing all these layers.
Okay.
I'd be having to take them off, especially to make room for the pie and stuff.
Yep.
So this is a cutie patootie. And these pants go with it. They're the pull-on, and they're called nutmeg. They're a mid-rise. They're like what I have on in different colors. And trust me, when you put these pants on, they pull you in. They just feel so comfy. And I think I went down a size.
All right. Good.
I feel like it because I had to get a new pair today for my show.
Okay, awesome.
Because all my jeans have holes in them.
Okay.
But this would be cute with that. And then this comes in a rust color. Oh, he's hurrying me because I'm talking too much. Then we have some little cruisers in. We got more booties in.
That's a sharp boot there.
I love this gray
on the side.
It's a taupe with a sweater side. I've showed this before, but I love this lug print.
Oh, it's got a sweater print on the side. That's cool.
It's cute. So I'm going to check on it today to see if I can get more colors in this. Everyone happens to love this boot.
Yeah, it's different, actually.
Yes. And then we got some more jeans in with little rip and repair in the light gray. We got leggings in for fall. Yes.
What color of leggings are those?
A cranberry.
Cranberry.
If you make it sound like food, it's more enticing.
Okay.
And then we have a little reversible vest over this tunic. And this is just really cute on.
That's stylish there.
It's stylish and it's fallish, fallenized.
Yep.
And the little leather necklaces with a little bit of a metal, and I have a new jewelry area, lots of jewelry in. Oh, and we have to talk about Monica's 15-year anniversary.
All right, you got a minute.
Okay, here we go. Let's see what we can do, Monica. September 14th through the 17th is my 15-year anniversary, God willing.
15 years.
Yes, I can't believe it. For me, every year is huge. Big deal.
That's right.
And I will be serving hot chicken sandwiches to go on that Friday starting at noon.
Okay.
In a to-go container. I did that the last few years since of the COVID thing.
Okay.
Because I still want to keep the safety going, and I want to keep the sandwiches going,
okay.
too.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sign up for door prizes.
When is this again?
Have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel.
When is this again?
September 14th through the 17th.
Okay.
We will be on the air before then again, but I just want everyone to mark their calendars the week after the fair.
All right. And Monica's celebrating 15 years.
Yes.
When you open real quick?
I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment.
Thanks for coming in again, Monica.
Thank you, Paul Ramo, for coming back to KLQP.
And I'm glad I'm back on Fashionista Friday.
Thank you.
Monica Boffin with Fashionista Friday.